Hello, and welcome to the Weekly Fix. My name is Neil Son. There's a new twist in the bond market. Silicon Valley is turning into one of Wall Street's biggest borrowers. The same companies building the AI futures are now flooding into the investment-grade market to finance it. Or, as I like to call it, tech bros meeting finance bros. A few years ago, these companies barely issued. They were cash-rich with best-in-class balance sheets. But that's changing. Just this past week, we saw close to $75 billion in bonds issued from tech companies. We believe this could mark the start of a new issuance pattern, where hyperscalers begin tapping the IG market more regularly for funding. Why? Big tech firms have so far financed the AI buildout largely through their strong free cash flows. But as these firms continue to raise their CapEx guidance, they may be reaching a limit of what they are willing to fund internally. Alternatively, they could finance AI spending through equity by either cutting dividends or reducing buybacks. But with spreads near historical tights and the added tax benefits, issuing debt simply looks cheaper. Many of the recent tech deals are multi-tranche offerings across the curve, 5, 10, and even 50-year maturities, taking advantage of the deep demand from insurance and pension funds that are hungry for long duration and high quality paper. For bond investors, this means that short-term supply indigestion, wider spreads, increasing index weight for the tech sector, and higher IG supply forecasts for 2026. While that might feel bumpy in the near term, it should really make valuations for tech bonds more attractive, creating an opportunity to build up positions in highly rated mega cap bonds at wider spreads and higher yield levels. So AI isn't just transforming technology, it is also reshaping the market technicals within the corporate bond market. The tech bros are now financing the future of AI through the finance bros. That's it for this week's Weekly Fix. Thank you again for watching.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.